Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All right, back here on OMF. Fitzy in the house today. Mutt's in the house. Christian and Lou with the day off. And we've been telling you the news. The U.S. Appeals Court has overturned the death sentence for Boston Marathon bomber Zokhar Tsarnaev, and we wanted to get some of the reaction from some of the people who have been affected by it. Mark Fucarel was at that Forum restaurant on that Monday back in 2013. He was there with friends to cheer on a high school buddy who happened to be running the marathon, and he was doing so for fallen soldiers, so he was doing it for a great cause. He was there with the Norden brothers, JP and Paul. They both lost legs in the attacks. And the one thing that Mark Fucarel, because at the time I remember him talking about this, and he had been on the station numerous times, he obviously had no idea what was going on. The next thing he knew, he was on the ground. There was a nurse coming to his aid, and his right leg was gone. So from that point on, his life was changed forever, as were all of these other people, and obviously the people that lost their lives and their families. Mark, good to talk to you again. I hope you're doing well, my friend.
Yeah, I was working. Sorry, I'm out helping my sister and my brother.
Well,
out in the woods.
Out in the woods, nice.
Wow, good for you.
All right, don't go to the woods on this one, okay? Hold on, Mark. So you know what happened today with the Circuit Court of Appeals. They ordered a new penalty phase trial for the person who victimized you and so many other people. How do you feel?
It's just another thing to add on top of the ice cream, right? Another topping to add to this country right now where no consequences for anyone's actions anymore, you know? I should have been doing this interview from the gun range, you know what I mean? Really. That's where I should be. That's where I love to spend my time. But so in reality, because we all should be there practicing, because our country's letting us all down, truthfully. I mean, there's consequences, like you said. If you do A, B, and C, which he admitted to doing, the consequence is death penalty, right?
Right. Yep.
So it doesn't matter what the jury said or what anybody else said. He admitted to the actions and said, yep, I did these things. And okay, well, with that being said, by the law, you should get the death penalty. But nowadays, we're letting people out of jail, you know, early, that raped people, that murdered people. No, you get out early. Oh, COVID-19, you get out early. And they try to tell you, and ask the big commissioner guy there, that it's not just low offenders that are getting out of jail early or because of COVID. It's real serious criminals. But I just think people should recognize and, you know, remember this when you go and vote. I mean, because you could be on the end like me, you know, with your family. And, you know, when it happens to you and you're a victim, just remember how you voted in November, you know, who supports these criminals and lets them out. And I mean, I could assault you today and be out tomorrow in New York City, right? I mean, to be out actually this afternoon, you know. It's pathetic. It's sad. It's just really... I just had enough. I mean, my biggest question is, and I don't know the exact numbers, but our state paid for his family to come over and sit in that courtroom. They paid for their meals, their housing, their police escorts to and from their hotel. Are they going to do that again during this trial? Are they going to spend all those millions of dollars again?
I'd say they probably will, unfortunately, and the taxpayers are paying for a Supermax stay in Colorado, yeah. Mark. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's happening again right now with him and many others.
COVID-19, and they can't in Massachusetts, and they can't even get unemployment right. You know what I mean? People are waiting to get people trying to feed their families right now.
Well, Mark, here's the good news. The Supermax in Colorado, they're socially distanced, so he can't get COVID-19. Congratulations, he's safe in prison from COVID-19.
Yep. He's good.
Yeah, I mean, if he was in California, he'd be out of jail by now because they're just letting him out by the drones in Cali.
So
in Massachusetts and New York are following lead.
Mark, you don't sound surprised by this outcome today.
Oh, not at all. I'm not the least bit surprised. And I've been telling all the other news channels I'm going to apologize to all of them. I said I wasn't going to speak about this. I wasn't going to talk to anybody until tomorrow. I collect my thoughts. I calm down. I read half of your message, didn't understand. I just said, call me. And I thought maybe just to talk to me about setting up something. Not really being on the air, but that was my fault. I didn't read the complete message, so I apologize. And again, I apologize to them by me saying I'm not talking to anybody, but I love WEEI. So, sorry.
So Mark, when the whole trial, and you talked to all of those other victims, because I know you've stayed in contact with them and you've done fundraisers and everything else with them. How is this going to play when there's a new trial and it's going to be on TV every night and we're going to get it back in everybody's face? Is that just going to bring up bad memories of, you know, that April, that Monday in April in 2013?
Yeah. And not so much for me. I mean, to me, it's all just... It's seriously, I mean, it's ridiculous. You know, the guy did this, put him to rest. You know what I mean? End of discussion. It should be that simple, and it really is that simple. And anybody that says, oh, it's not that simple. No, it is. He said he did this. He did this to all these people. Put him to rest. Bury him. Put him out of the jail. You know who it's affecting? You know my son? My son, who was 5 years old when that happened, right? He's 12 now. He's going to be 13. Right before his 13th birthday, this comes up, right? My son cries out of nowhere sometimes and I'm like, why are you crying? What's wrong? What happened? Just in the backseat of the car. I'm like, what's wrong with you? My 12-year-old's crying. I want him dead. I'm like, who do you want dead? Why do you want to kill somebody? He's like, I want him dead, Dad. I'm like, who? He's like, the guy that hurt you. He screwed up your life. He changed you. I said, Gavin, I'm not changed, buddy. He's like, you are, you know, and it is my patience, the pain I'm in all the time. It limits my patience, you know, and I work on that and I try and, you know, I just said, you know, it's not fair to him. You know, it's not fair to these other people and the family members. You know, my dad's beside himself over this guy not being able to like protect me and didn't, you know, like, I mean, if someone hurts your kid, your family, you want to kill him, you want him dead. Right. And then knowing, and all these people doing to protecting him, it's a joke. It's a joke. Come on. Everybody needs to wake up. And, you know, unfortunately, a lot of these people won't wake up until they're victims. And guess what? A lot more of us are going to be victims, especially by the 1/5 of the party that's pushing for the reform for immigration, where you can be a complete, already convicted criminal and still get citizenship here in the United States. That is insane. That is insane. We're inviting criminals back. But yet, taxpayers' money are going to pay for criminals to come back into the United States. That's what I mean by I'm not surprised by this. Our country is in trouble.
Okay, Mark.
Trouble.
I remember you outside the courthouse and you were staring down. We were just talking about it. Those people that looked like they were adoring Justin Bieber or something like
groupies,
that.
Groupies.
That were out there.
And that Rolling Stone cover.
I mean,
God.
Are they going to come back as well? Are there people?
So, I mean, yeah, I invite them back. I mean, because this time I guarantee the outcome will be different for them. They're going to run into a lot more resistance than they ran into before. And that's a promise. And I'm going to call on all my people. I'm going to call on all my friends, high places, low places. And I'm going to invite everybody to come out and support us and, you know, support victims, you know, the people that really matter. I mean, in our country, it seems like the criminals are the ones that matter more nowadays. And they're actually getting more support than the victims nowadays. It's like this coin flipped in this country. Victims are getting no support. Criminals are getting more recognition and support. Young children being murdered and dying are getting no support. But criminals, drunk drivers, are getting more support.
Mark, it was good catching up with you.
People that assault people, it's wild. I don't know. I'm just tired.
It's a different world.
Americans tired of it. Yeah. I wish wish people would wake up and really see. Open your eyes.
Hey, Mark, we've got to move on. We've got a Red Sox game coming up. Yeah. We have to go. It was good catching up with you once again. Stay well.
Hey, thank you. You guys, too. Stay safe and healthy. And
you got it.
God bless.
Mark, thank you, man.
Mark, sorry that happened to you, Mark.
Right here on OMF.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.